and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, number 25, in fact, Things Not Said. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this episode, and we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1, go! Things Not Said was the 25th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on September 9th, 2007, written by David Garber and directed by Mike Smith. He sounds overly excited about that. And it's a random conversation starter. Ooh. Bad Photoshop. Well, if Spencer took the photo, then there's no doubt.
I'm right. Once I break this code, Star of Isis is ours.
What are you guys up to?
I'm designing a new super weapon. I'm combining the.
You know, you'd think they'd have more than three poles with five Rangers. I was hoping he would say he was thinking about breakfast.
Power is way too strong. It's to enhance Zord capabilities.
There's trouble.
The source is coming from inside.
We've been to this building before, haven't we?
This is too easy. Feels like a trap. I'll check out the back. You guys see what's at front.
Yeah, teamwork. Oh, did you see the keyboard had nothing written on it? No writing at all. Oh, it's like Lord Zedd. Hey, interesting. The windows on the screen on its chest are like raised up. Good point. This isn't even a movie. Ah, so they let Tizon take over the middle part. Nice. The problem with that morph is that they probably should have changed some of the spots around so that they weren't all, like, in the center with all of them being blocked somewhat by Tizon's screen. Oh yeah, good job. Remember when Tizon was like extra strong that one episode? That's not how you use the Fortex. She totally missed. How do you know that? Are you watching? Whoa. Hey, look, we finally got some Sentai footage. I think. Yeah, call Spencer and have him bring Zords. Or send Zords. Like you've done in all 24 of the previous episodes. I guess the Sentai footage doesn't allow for that this time. Oh, look how the screen... Nope, it stopped. Yeah, how are you gonna do that? Oh, I guess you can do that. Okay. Why didn't Tizon help? He's got his own Megazord. Not to mention all the other Zords. He could have brought him out. Again, Sentai footage. Oh, that was easy. Yes. Datum was successful. What'd he do?
Is it just me, or are we getting stronger?
No. That's because it's the early part of the episode. It's not the main part. There you go. Someone's using brains. Well, how do you know it was a virus and not, like, a power outage?
Good thing. Good thing. Good thing.
Oh, this is new.
Good thing. Good thing. Good thing.
Ooh. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go. Not a bad little special effect.
Dad?
I like how they made it look like his neck is, like, hanging over that thing.
What am I? You're my son.
You think?
Mac? You're an android.
Have you ever noticed how you really don't look like me?
That's impossible. I gotta be dreaming this one.
He's telling you the truth, Master Mac.
Ooh, have they said that before? Because that doesn't sound good. Oh, during Mystic Force.
But I remember my childhood.
No. I guess it would technically be a downtime when we were watching SPD. Maybe. Since, you know, SPD was in the future.
I'm a machine.
This is some of the best acting we've heard from him so far. Because you can't make babies from a robot. Wouldn't have helped. So how did he get his DNA enhanced earlier in the season?
You're laughing at is really amusing. But I wish you'd let me in on the big joke.
Of course. The fight with the ring.
And how does he feel pain? He's been hurt.
Of the fourth jewel. It's in a place called Florida.
You are very, very clever.
So I mean we're going to Florida?
Hey, welcome back to the land of the living. You all right?
Yeah, yeah. Good news.
Just had a glitch.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, I've got something really important to tell you guys. Hold that thought, Mac.
Hey, now we have something to look forward to when we come back. Come on.
I'm not coming with you.
Why? Is he quitting again? What is this, like the third time? Fourth time?
Good luck.
The reading is getting stronger. Remind me to thank the Rangers when I see them again. Their decoding the tablet for us was a big help.
Thank us yourself.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So what's that little thing he's holding, though? Okay, so to me, just at face value, these two gray guys look like they might have been monsters that have been unused to this point, but more from the Sentai version of Flurious's group, because in the Sentai, it wasn't ice, it was more stone, earth-based. And these look like stone monsters. The other three could have been from the ninja guys, though. Well, you missed, though. That's good. You know what would be interesting if that was like a upgrade body for like what's her name? For Miratrix's Sentai counterpart? Very similar costume.
Brilliant candle. Will the warriors fight the Rangers? We can get the jewel.
Not we, Miratrix. I'll get the jewel. You stay here and fight.
Oh, that's a heck of a jump. Here we go. You shouldn't be surprised. He does this to you often. And this is actually the most we've seen one of these hover tech or these cool cycles get used in a season. Although I will point out that we never actually saw it flying. Just the special pre-filmed stuff. Okay, so this part would have to be Florida, obviously, because it's got water like a swamp. Florida does not have mountains like that, though. At least not in the Everglades. Seeing as how it's below water, or below water level. Oh, look at that. They broke physics. I will point out, all of this is American footage. Or Ranger footage, not Sentai footage. Oh, that's also weird physics.
I know we don't usually call out the Saurons now until we have to go big, but don't you think just this once it wouldn't hurt?
Yeah, good idea. Send the Saurons.
Well, you're only showing the older Zords. What's happened to the fleet ones that you just used? That's very confusing. So is this part of the virus that they used? All right, so some of the accuracy is that New Zealand and Florida both have palm trees. And non-palm trees. Again, the mountains back there, or the hills anyway. Not Florida. Ooh.
Ranger.
have elected not to join the others.
I'm just a robot. They don't need me.
Oh, on the contrary. They can always use your help.
Even if I went, I'd probably only break down again.
Yes, because of all the times you've done that before. You only broke down this time because of a virus.
When your father programmed you. And for the life of me, I can't recall him programming you to feel sorry for yourself.
That's a good point. Is he learning things as he goes?
It wasn't meant as humor.
Oh.
I hope you'll forgive my forwardness if I may be allowed an observation. Sure. Snap out of it.
Nice.
Disappointment you must feel finding out you're not who you thought you were.
Well, that's an understatement. I'm an android.
He knows he was there.
And by his friends. And Lord knows I'll have to reformat you if you ever confide this to anyone. I love you too.
Aww. Yeah, like every other time you quit.
Okay, I'll do it, but I'm taking Rose's new robotic weapon with me. But it's untested. It could destroy you. Without it, all the Rangers could be destroyed.
Sir,
I am not going to risk losing him.
Not bad acting there.
You're just going to have to take.
Yeah, he's already gone. Wow, this fight's going very well.
This is not going as well as we'd hoped.
No, crap.
Surprise. Sorry, I'm late.
How did you get there? So somehow that little bottle is allowing him to track this jewel? Did we miss a special effect somewhere? Yes. The thing that they like to do of just recoloring the Sixth Ranger's morpher to match this. Actually, no. Ninja Storm didn't do that. And technically... Okay, so I'm wrong. Dino Thunder didn't do that either. I think they just recolored the Tyranno one. But SVD did that. SVD used the Omega Ranger Morpher. Mystic Forest used what's his name now?
Sentinel Ranger, sword mode.
Oh, the Knight. Solaris Knight used his Morpher. For calling in the dragon thing. And now we got it here. This is our last Battleizer, by the way. Now that was cool. That was cool looking. And the transition from a CGI guy to a real life guy is actually not bad. Oh, I do not like the mouth on the face, or the face on the chest, though. That's weird. And a red puff of smoke to show you that the Red Ranger won.
I'm getting out of here.
Good idea.
Anywhere, honey.
Oh, yeah, honey.
True that I'd like to admit.
He's got the jewel.
Thanks to all of you. Let me repay you.
Come, Miratrix. We will finish this later. The Star of Isis is ours. Okay. It's not the end of the world.
Does she grab it? Ha! That's funny. Her accent slipped, but that was pretty good.
And Mac! Glad to have you back.
That goes for all of us, buddy.
Yeah. But tell me something. It's really weird you didn't get fried using my technology.
You know, you'd also think that they would notice he wasn't quite right with the hug there and any high fives and stuff that they've done before. Oh, I think they know now. Hey.
You guys took me in. I'm an alien. Doesn't get weirder than that.
Well, an alien compared to the rest of you.
The neat stuff you can do. You can play DVDs inside your head.
Okay, bad acting, but yes, true. Maybe. No matter what. At least the movies.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. It's important to know you want it. Human or not. Come on, guys. Let's get this jewel down below for safekeeping.
Now, is he saying that because he's kind of angry or because he knows that they need to talk?
I think I'll go with them. Mac, we have a lot to talk about.
Teenager doesn't want to talk, huh? Shock.
Had a long day. How about tomorrow?
Not getting the hint there, Dad. Maybe they'll talk the next episode. Since the next episode is called Red Ranger Unplugged. I hope this actually goes for more than just the two episodes, though. This is actually kind of interesting, because usually something like this on Power Rangers, you know, one episode and everything's fine. In any event, interesting episode. I would love to see the actual Sentai version of that episode. I am fairly certain that the whole episode was dealing with the computer guy, probably. Just based on the, you know, the footage that we had, especially considering the fact that that was the only bit of Sentai footage we had in the whole episode. I'd also be willing to bet that that fight with the Zords was a little longer. In any event, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching episode 26. As I said, it's Red Ranger Unplugged. Until then, I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.